Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Ackerman with Megan Lynch. This is Total Information AM on KMOX at 950. Kirkwood is asking residents what is needed to improve pedestrian safety. Jonathan Raish is Kirkwood's Planning and Development Services Director. Jonathan, thank you very much for being with us today. How did this begin? Is this because of increased pedestrian traffic on the streets of Kirkwood?
Sure. No, thank you for having me today. So the city of Kirkwood, probably over the past 10 years or so, has really had a resurgence in this focus. And it's a combination of things. I think it's a phenomenon and something that's been gaining attention across the country. But yes, you're right. Kirkwood, you know, we have our successful downtown, and we, you know, with COVID and a lot of other factors, we've seen a lot of interest in pedestrian and bicycling throughout the city. But we're not just focused on those. You know, we're looking at overall traffic safety for all users. But yeah, there's a lot of things that have led us to this point.
Do you have issues with pedestrian safety and things like inclusive street design and bicycle traffic?
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, we did with our one of our recent efforts. So we did, starting back in 2015, we did a pedestrian bicycle plan to talk about our network and what the shortcomings were. And like all communities, yeah, we have there are crashes that result in injuries, serious injuries, and some in fatalities. And that's what our most recent focus has been with our Streets Are For Everyone and our Vision Zero efforts. Is really analyzing where these things are happening and trying to come up with solutions to address issues that exist and kind of predict proactively where we can avoid them in the future.
My understanding is that you have two different surveys you're asking Kirkwood residents to complete. So tell us about those. What do those look like?
Yeah, great. Thank you. So, yeah, part of our ongoing activities right now, we have under our Vision Zero umbrella, we received some grant funds through the federal government under Safe Streets and Roads for All, and we're doing a Safe Routes to School plan is one of the activities that we're just kicking off this fall in partnership with Kirkwood School District, as well as we're considering all private schools, public and private schools throughout Kirkwood. So the first survey is a parent survey that we have live on our website right now, looking for feedback. We've been out to a few community events, and we'll continue to do so throughout the fall to get some additional input. But yeah, the one right now for the Safe Routes to School is a parent survey, just asking different questions about, you know, how you get to school, how your family gets to school, what you encounter when you do so, and any suggestions. So that would be the first survey that's online now under our Streets Are For Everyone page at www.kirkwoodmo.org. And the second one is our Southeast Kirkwood Connectivity Study Survey. So Southeast Kirkwood has a couple different neighborhoods down kind of by Kirkwood Commons, our shopping area, but behind that there are the neighborhoods of Chester Heights and Meacham Park. And those communities have kind of historically been disconnected through larger roadways, railroads, the interstates even. So there's a lot of challenges for specifically for pedestrian bicyclists to have safe connections to downtown Kirkwood and really the rest of the community. So we have another survey online for that effort that is also kicked off at the same time this fall, looking for input from people who travel between Kirkwood and Southeast Kirkwood and downtown specifically, looking to see how you travel, where you travel, and any issues that you might be running into.
Jonathan, what's the current timeline for looking at those survey results and then for action on some of these items?
Sure. So right now, we haven't set a hard cutoff date for the surveys. I expect that they'll be open this month of October at least. And then it's really these surveys are the kickoff to these larger planning efforts, the Safe Routes to School plan and the Southeast Kirkwood Connectivity Plan. We anticipate these activities to go through at least next summer, honestly, we'll be going through a lot of iterations, a lot of different opportunity for public input and discussions with different stakeholders and groups to come up ultimately, probably could ultimately be about this time next year, but maybe late summer, early fall next year, where we would have recommendations that would lead us to changes that either could be physical improvements that could be made for the safe routes to school, could also be programmatic recommendations, things that the school district or the city could do, like safe bicyclist programs and other things. And the Safe Southeast Kirkwood Connectivity Plan would ultimately result in a safe corridor connection identified. Now, implementation of either of these things, other than programs, actual infrastructure installed, the idea is these would set the stage for us to either identify projects for local funds or more likely for bigger projects go out for additional federal funding to get these completed.
So again, it's streets are for everyone, and you can just go to kirkwoodmo.org to look at that. The easiest thing, I guess, would be to just put that in the search bar there at kirkwoodmo.org.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Appreciate your time very much. Thank you for being with us. Jonathan Raish, Kirkwood's Planning and Development Services Director. Great information. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.